This is Ozarks at Large for a rainy, kind of cool Thursday. First Thursday of November. Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center with me. Welcome.
Thank you. Here we are.
Yeah.
It's November.
It is November.
I'm not going to say how many days there are before Thanksgiving or Christmas, because
okay.
That just might freak everybody out.
Yeah.
Because it's certainly freaking me out.
Well, yeah. I think it's 3 weeks from today is Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Thanksgiving I can handle. It's Christmas that kind of freaks out a little bit. But let's just dive into a very busy November and December at Walton Arts Center. Scotch tonight. Perfect weather for scotch, don't you think?
Yeah.
Little cold, little chilly,
exactly, yes.
Warm yourself up. So that's this evening in Star Theater at 6 p.m. And then this weekend, we have a very busy weekend coming up. We have Alice in Wonderland on Saturday at 10 a.m. And we have The Importance of Being Earnest at 8 p.m. on Saturday. We also will have a creative conversation at 7 o'clock before The Importance of Being Earnest. There will be two cast members there with me, and we'll be talking about the play, and we're going to have some fun, hopefully, with these guys. So that will be 7 o'clock on Saturday with an 8 o'clock showtime. Tickets for Importance of Being Earnest are only $10. And actually, tickets for Alice in Wonderland are also very, very affordable. They start at $8
a
piece.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you need something to do with your kids on Saturday morning, definitely come see Alice in Wonderland. It's a beautiful, beautiful set, wonderful show. It's being played right now for schools, so lots of school groups are coming in and seeing it. So that's Saturday at 10, and then Importance of Being Earnest Saturday at 8. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock, we will be at the Springdale High School for a production of The Knuffle Bunny.
Right.
Also great for kids. Also extremely affordable. I think, again, $8 starting price for the tickets. And then we have a bit of a few days off, and there'll be lots of doings going on in the region for Crystal Bridges, so I think it will be a very fun week for the arts, just not the performing arts, but hopefully lots of folks will be out and checking out all the new stuff up there for Crystal Bridges. But we have a performance at 2 o'clock on the 12th with Harold and the Purple Crayon. This is a dance performance of this beloved children's book, and it's done by Hubbard Street Dance Company, which is one of our favorite dance companies, a modern dance troupe. But we're really looking forward to Harold and the Purple Crayon, having a show for young people that is dance-based is a pretty unusual thing. Most dances, most people get introduced to dance by the Nutcracker. You know, this is a chance to get introduced to modern dance through an interpretation of a really popular children's book. So that is on Saturday the 12th at 2 o'clock. We will also have a performance by Hubbard Street Dance in Star Theater that evening at 8 o'clock. I believe that's sold out right now.
Oh, good.
Which is good, but there might be some tickets popping open at the last minute, so keep your eyes open for that. That's on the 12th. Then on the 13th, we have the UA Fall Choral Concert in the Big Hall in Baumwalker Hall. And then 2 days later, Rock of Ages arrives.
That's right.
I can't wait for Rock of Ages. Oh, it is going to be so much fun. What do you say about that show?
Hair metal.
Yeah.
So the music of
Poison,
Rat,
White Snake, Styx,
Journey.
Definitely lots of big hair, 80s clothes. Mm-hmm. It's the thing to know about Rock of Ages is that it's not meant for kids. Mm-hmm. I would say PG-13 probably in terms of the content. It's a show about rock and roll, so there is definitely some language and some fun, a little bit more adult content.
Now, I've heard a rumor. If you drive your Trans Am Firebird to Walton Arts Center, do you get a discount? No?
Well, that hasn't been officially set up yet,
okay.
But I'm going to have to think about that.
All right.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I really hope people show up in costume. You know, we don't force that on people, but sometimes they do, and man, that would be great.
Soundtrack available on 8-track?
Yes. Absolutely. I love it. And you know what? If you show up if you show up with the big hair and the jeans and I'm in the hall, I'll get you something.
Okay.
I'll do something for you just because it will definitely be worth it. Rock of Ages will be from the 15th through the 20th, so a full week of performances, 8 shows. Then we will have a little – I think we'll have another break. We'll be getting into the Thanksgiving week. Mm-hmm. So we're back on the 29th with a concert by the UA Inspirational Singers. And then I just wanted to do a quick look ahead, if you can believe that, into the month of December.
Let's do it.
great time of year to be coming to the arts. I love December programming because everybody's in the good mood because it's a break from shopping. You know, you're having a good time with your family. So on the 7th of December, we will have Kenny Rogers doing a Christmas show. And on the 8th, Theater Squared will kick off their second show of the season.
That's right.
Their adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life, which will run for 4 weeks, I believe, over the Christmas break. And then also we will have SONA, so the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, that same weekend we'll have their Christmas Pops show.
Fantastic.
So lots of wonderful, wonderful Christmas programming. And then we will have – there'll be a couple of more shows with us. We'll have Manhattan Transfer, and we actually just put Asleep at the Wheel
Yes, you did. Ray Benson and the Texas Swing.
Yes. That's going to be really fun. The name of their concert is Santa Loves to Boogie. So how can you not love that? That's
great.
On the 22nd of December.
Oh,
but that
that's
just
fantastic.
Went on sale just yesterday. So if you want to get good seats for that, get them now because there's plenty of them available. So lots going on. We'll be beginning to talk about, you know, January, believe it or not, soon enough, because I want everybody to make sure they get their tickets to Blue Man Group, which is coming up after Christmas. Well done.
Thank you.
And it's going to be fun. So there's a lot of great programming going on right now, both for, you know, if your family's visiting for Christmas, around the Christmas time or Thanksgiving, or even just to come up and see, you know, during the Crystal Bridges time, lots of stuff going on.
Now, I have a favor to ask of you.
Sure.
Saturday night, I'm going to The Importance of Being Earnest.
Okay.
At the same time, the Arkansas-South Carolina football game is going on.
Yes.
I am going to DVR this football game.
Okay.
Could you please set up around Walton Arts Center a no reaction zone? I just have to get out of the theater to my car without knowing
what's going on.
Right. Because the game will probably be over. It's a 6:15 kickoff. It'll be over by the time Oscar Wilde has
done his thing.
Right. So just could you put up some signs that say
Kyle doesn't want to know. Don't tell him.
Surely I'm not the only person inside Walton Arts Center that night that's doing that.
No, surely not. And actually it's a really good question because sometimes people will make announcements or whatever. Like during rock concerts they'll tell you what's going on with the score.
Right.
This is a play, so hopefully they won't do that.
They better not.
We'll work on that.
Okay. Thank you, Jody. WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Or you can get your tickets at 443-5600, or you can come down and see us at the box office. Parking is free until 2 o'clock, and we have a exhibition of wonderful, amazing baskets up in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery that is free and open to the public. So come down and see us.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.